We are in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, the halachas of Nesias Kapayim. We are up to Sif Lamed Zayin. We'll be doing Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Sif Lamed Zayin. Mumer lavodis elilim lo yiso es kapov. Somebody that changed religion. So even though he's Jewish, but as a mumer lavodis zara, lo yiso es kapov, he could not do him. V'yesh omrim shim osa tshuva nosei kapov. There are those who say that tshuva helps, says the Rama, v'chein ikr. That is the halacha. V'mnenas l'divrei akol nosei kapov, if he was forced at gunpoint to be Oved Avodah Zarah, although Avodah Zarah is Yaharik Val Yavar, nevertheless, we say that the act is not attributed to him since it was done at gunpoint. He was coerced into it, and therefore he could be nosei kapov. Now, there was no mention of Shogeg Mezid. The halacha is that according to those who say that lo yisa kapov, even if he does tshuva, there's no difference between shogeg umezid. And according to those that say that tshuva works, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. Now the reason for this halacha is we learn out the pasuk. It says ach lo yalu kohen habamos el mizbeach Hashem b'Yerushalayim, and birkas kohen we consider like avoda. What happens if someone promised a non-Jew that he was going to worship an idol, but didn't? The halach is he could still be nosei kapov. The Mishtabur brings down the issue of someone who converted to Islam, where the Rambam paskins that is not idolatry, it's only belief in a false prophet, but in terms of whom they serve, they do believe in one Hashem. Nevertheless, that is still considered avodah zarah with regard to nesias kapayim. One who converted to Islam cannot duchen. A mumra l'chalel shabasos beferhesia. The Gemara equates with a mumra l'avodah zarah. It's as if he's denying that Hashem created the world. He's denying that there was sheishis umei bereishis and Hashem rested on the seventh. It's therefore equal to avodah zarah. He can therefore not be nosei as kapov. Now, what happens if somebody that was not Ovid Avodah Zarah Mamish? The Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Rambam has a very interesting shita. The Rambam shita is that even in the case of onus, he says that even in the case of onus, he could only be nosei kapov if he didn't do avodah zarah, only if he accepted the avodah zarah as a deity, but he did not actually serve him. But if he served him, then even though it was ba'onus, he is posel for nesias kapayim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to the Rambam, that's what this case would have to be. According to the Rambam, if we're going to follow the Rambam Shita, then the only way that onus would be allowed to do nesias kapayim is if he didn't actually serve the idol, but he only accepted it upon himself as a deity, but didn't do anything. Sif lamed ches. Shosa revius yain bavas achas. What happens if someone drank a revius of wine? Lo yisa es kapov. The halacha is that he should not duchen. Shoso b'shnei pamim o shenosn l'socho mat mayim. What happens if he didn't drink it at once? He took two gulps. He drank, put it down, then drank again. Or he added a little bit of water to it. Mutter. So there, he is not possible for nesias kapayim. This is if he drank precisely one revius of wine. V'im shoso yosim revius. What happens if he drinks more than a revius? Afal pishu mozog. Even if it's dilute. Vafilu shaso bekam upon him, even though it wasn't all at once. Lo yiseh kapov achayaser yeno me olav. He cannot do nesias kapayim until he does those things that make the effect of wine wear off. Now, why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we learn nesias kapayim from avoda. The things that in the Beis Hamikdash one is chayiv for, pasul one for nesias kapayim. The things that are usur, but one is not chayiv for, they do not pass a one for nesias kapayim. The cases that the Mechaber mentioned of someone that drank a precise revius and no more, and drank it in two different times, or he diluted it, in those cases, although it's usur for him to do avoda, the halacha is that he is not chayiv for being a shasui. Therefore, for nesias kapayim, he is kosher. Since in a case of someone who drank more than a revius, even if he drank it twice or added water to it, diluted it, since there he'd be chayiv, for nesias kapayim, it would be aser. Now, the question is, what happens if it wasn't wine that he drank, but he drank something else, some other alcoholic beverage, something else that intoxicates? The Magen Avraham says that even if he couldn't speak in front of the king, if he did not get to the shir of Shechrusa Shalot, where he just absolutely doesn't know what's going on, the halacha is that he can do nesias kapayim. Many achronim disagree with that. On the other hand, grape juice, the Magen Avraham is machmir, and many achronim are makel. In other words, according to the Magen Avraham, it is a din that is limited to wine, for other drinks not, but wine is defined even as grape juice. According to the other achronim, we say that it's anything intoxicating, and to the exclusion of grape juice, which is not intoxicating, even though it too comes from the grape.